You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
A large double parking lot on the 700 block of Hastings Street in East Vancouver is undergoing a transformation. By next spring, it will be a sea of green vegetables growing in planters and tended by local residents. Sean Dorey works with United We Can and is coordinator of the Soul Food Urban Farm. He joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Sean.
How far are you along with the building of the planters?
We've got about 40% of the farm built so far, mm-hmm. and we plan to build most of the rest by the end of this month.
Okay.
The first event was on actually Halloween, mm-hmm. and we had almost 100 volunteers come out to drill together the planters and build compost bins and move dirt. It was a pretty interesting mix of people. It was a great event.
What's the next step when the planters are built?
We're working on a training program with an organization called Building Opportunities with Business, and they're doing a training in horticulture, urban agriculture skills for 12 residents, mm-hmm. and that'll kind of take us to the first planting, which will probably be sometime at the end of February, early March.
Now, how are you going to decide what to plant in...
Well, we've kind of had contact with a couple restaurants, including the Potluck Cafe and Le Petit Chavignon, I think is the name of the other one. And they're going to kind of tell us what they need and what they want, and then we're going to grow that. So, and then hopefully we'll also be able to grow enough to be able to supply some food to community kitchens and stuff.
Okay. Do you have any ideas of what you'll be growing?
I imagine it'll be a mix of herbs and vegetables. Mm-hmm. We, with all the kind of media coverage we got with our first big build, a farmer from Burnaby is graciously donating all the starter plants at the beginning of the season. So we'll be well on our way to kind of growing food on the downtown east side.
And how large is the space exactly?
It's about a half an acre. Mm-hmm. So eventually there'll be 80 planters, 50 compost bins, shed. It's pretty interesting quarter block of Hastings Street.
Okay. Do you worry about rodents at all?
There is a large rodent population in the downtown east side, and I think they'll just have to be part of the ecology of the farm.
What a nice way of looking at it. Yes. Okay. Now, how will you ensure that you have good quality soil?
We worked with an organization called EcoSoil, and they provide the best kind of organic sort of soil that you can get, and they've offered it to us at a fairly good rate, so we're pretty excited about that.
Now, who is going to be managing or working on the farm?
So United We Can kind of does a whole bunch of social enterprise and employs inner city people, and we'll be employing the people on the farm. So once the 12 people go through the training program, then they'll be employed by United We Can and work on a part-time seasonal basis at the farm.
And right now they're in the midst of the training?
It's just going to start hopefully next month.
Farming is not a very lucrative profession. How are you going to make it work financially?
Well, one of the great things about being a nonprofit is we're not trying to make a huge amount of money. The whole goal is employment. But we're working with something called small plot intensive farming, which is trying to, I guess, get the most out of a small space. And we think that we can, you know, make a little bit of money growing in rapid rotations of different types of crops. So we may not make a lot of money, but we hope to get as much as we can out of the half acre.
Okay. Now, you said the goal is employment?
Yes.
So how will the workers be paid? What will the wages be and so forth?
Typically, at our organization, with United We Can, you start at minimum wage and you kind of work up from there. Due to the economics of the farm, we'll probably have to start the same way. Obviously, liking to pay living wage eventually, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Now, do you worry about security at all of this, of people plucking the
crops? Yes, I guess you do, but what I'm hoping for is that the community kind of takes ownership of the farm. And it is a farm that's there to create employment, but it's also going to be hopefully a community place where people can get information and meet and, you know, kind of interact in a kind of different setting. So hopefully the community will really take ownership and there won't be vandals, I guess.
What about sort of structures or like any buildings or
The only thing,
storehouses or anything of that order?
Yeah, we have a shed, and I've been leaving the farm open from dawn till dusk every day, and we haven't had any problem so far. So maybe it just kind of speaks to people wanting something like this on the downtown east side.
Now, you do need some equipment for farming.
Yes.
And how are you going to get that?
We managed to scrape together some shovels and wheelbarrows and whatnot during our first build. I guess there'll still be a need for some more tools, and hopefully we'll be able to scratch some donations together.
Okay, what kind of tools are you looking for? Just in case people are interested in donating something.
Any sort of gardening tools, shovels, pitchforks, spade, whatever. Anything.
And how can they donate those if they're interested?
They can contact United We Can. They can email us at info@unitedwecan.ca or phone 604-681-0001.
Okay. And as for the crops, the actual end product, are you going to sell it directly from the site?
I think so. I think it's gonna have to be that way. We're kind of in the process of researching exactly how that's going to work and what we're going to be able to have on site. But yeah, it would be kind of interesting to have farm direct food on Hastings Street.
Now, when I introduced you, I mentioned that the name of the farm is Soul Food Urban Farm. Where does that name come from?
United We Can's nonprofit arm is called Soul, which stands for Save Our Living Environment. And that's where the name comes from.
Okay, great. Thanks for coming in today, Sean.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Sean Dorey. He's coordinator of the Soulful Urban Farm on the 700 block of Hastings Street in the downtown east side. And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, 102.7 FM.